From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. After 2 years of lawsuits intended to discourage people from trading music for free on the internet, the music industry has launched its own alternative services. Last week, three of the major record labels put their subscription music service online. And today, the other labels officially release details of their upcoming service. But as NPR's Rick Carr reports, the free services spawned by the now silent Napster are more popular than ever.
Superficially, at least, the first of the major label subscription services, known as MusicNet, works a lot like free internet music services. During MusicNet's official launch party at a New York hotel last week, a user searched for a song by pop supergroup Gorillaz, clicked the mouse a few times, and listened as it downloaded.
I'm happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless.
Unlike the free music services, MusicNet has the blessing of major record labels. Eric Flanagan is a vice president at internet firm Real Networks, which owns MusicNet, along with the labels Bertelsmann, EMI, and Time Warner AOL. He admits it won't be easy to convince internet users to pay about $10 a month for the service.
The analogy I've been using is imagine that basically everybody who wanted it could get satellite TV with a descrambler card. They've been using it for 3 years for free. Then you can knock on their door and you say, you know, we have a $30 cable TV product. It doesn't have all the channels. It doesn't have everything you're used to, but we'd like you to sign up for it.
There are built-in limitations. MusicNet allows subscribers only 100 downloads a month. It offers a smaller selection of music than the free services, about 100,000 songs as opposed to a million or more. The downloads last for 30 days, at which point they delete themselves. And MusicNet will not allow users to copy downloads to portable MP3 players or other computers, or to burn them to CDs. The other major label subscription service is called PressPlay, and it's slated to go online before the end of the year. Unlike MusicNet, PressPlay will allow users to burn a few songs to CD every month, and users can keep its downloads for as long as their subscriptions are paid up. But like MusicNet, PressPlay prohibits users from copying songs to portable MP3 players and offers material from only three of the five major labels, namely Sony and Vivendi Universal, which co-own it, and EMI, which is the only major to be involved in both services. PressPlay CEO Andy Schoen says music fans will ultimately want to get all their music from one source. He hopes the market will make that happen.
The consumer is going to go where the music is, and the other music companies want to go where the consumers are. So at a certain point, if we provide a compelling service and the consumer likes PressPlay, the other music companies are going to want to put their music in that place.
PressPlay has not yet announced how much a subscription will cost or how many downloads will be included. On the campus of New York University, neither service seems to arouse much enthusiasm. Last year, the school blocked Napster from its computer network. Since then, students here, like those across the country, have been using Napster's progeny, Grokster, Aimster, Kazaa, Morpheus, and Nutella. Those services are just as popular now as Napster was at its peak. Nora is a junior at NYU. She started college the year Napster went online and has a collection of 800 or so downloaded songs.
As long as there are all those alternatives that have evolved since Napster that are free and I can download my 800 songs and I can put them on CDs or do whatever I want with them, there's no way you're going to talk me into paying $10 for it, especially if I can't use it the way that I want, which is the whole point of MP3s, I think, to begin with.
Some musicians are skeptical of PressPlay and MusicNet as well. Both services say they'll pay royalties to performers and songwriters, but the Los Angeles Times reported yesterday that some major label artists are angry because their record companies never asked them whether or not they wanted their music online. Independent label musicians worry that their music will never be heard on PressPlay and MusicNet because they're controlled by the majors. But there's an incentive for the industry to overcome all the skepticism, according to Mark Moradian of the internet analysis firm Jupiter Media Metrics: cold, hard cash. Moradian says the average American buys about $100 worth of CDs and tapes every year, or just over $8 a month.
If the industry can migrate people to a model where all consumers are paying $10 a month rather than $8 a month on average, it's a huge victory for the industry, because you've all of a sudden, you know, grown a $15 billion industry by 20%. And that's to say nothing of different tiered plans for heavy users. Maybe they're paying $20 a month.
Moradian says it won't be easy to convince people to stop buying CDs and get all of their music online. The big advantages of the new services, he says, is that their software is easy to use and their downloads won't crash midway through. But MusicNet users reported having problems with the software and downloads during its first week online. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.